When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com. We're going back to Deborah Market about the Royals, or no?
There's no update. Queen Elizabeth is...
Let's wake her up. It's like 1 in the morning there.
Oh, that would be funny, yeah.
In case you missed it, Deborah Mark happens to be in Scotland, and she saw the procession of the hearse carrying the body of Queen Elizabeth to the cathedral.
You can see the queenly coffin in the back of the hearse through the windows.
Queenly coffin.
Draped with the Scottish flag.
And then the body gets moved to London tomorrow, and then there's a whole thing there where people can file past, and it's going to go on for like a week or a month.
Yeah, well, everybody in England, according to the... Constitution has to pass by.
So I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, everybody has to go.
You're required.
You're required. Yeah.
To come to the uh-huh. cathedral or sure. the church and pass by the
right.
coffin.
That's right.
The yeah. casket. The
hey, you're the subject. She was the queen.
That's right. You are the subject.
The subject has
I
to.
I heard
do.
That word this morning. I just cracked up. The subjects.
Can you imagine?
Her subjects.
Okay. Now she seemed. I read about her. She was kind of a smart lady, and. But Charles is not. Can you imagine being a subject to King Charles? Why? This is what I don't understand. We were talking about New Zealand. Why were they so obedient to all the absurd COVID restrictions? Why are people in England obedient to Charles? I mean, they've seen the guy for 70 years. They know there's nothing
there's
going
no
on.
There's no obediency anymore, though. It's a figurehead position, as you said. There's
but,
no.
Right, but still, when there's going to be... I mean, are they going to have a major coronation event after she's buried?
I thought they did, no?
Well, I mean, they had a ceremony. They had something because...
There was something to install him.
But I mean, a real big celebration. It's like, okay.
Oh, I see.
He is, you know, after a period of respectful...
Morning,
right? And then there's got to be a big party day, right, where he comes out and gives a speech and just publicly takes over the whole empire.
All right, speaking of publicly taking over the empire, Open the Books did a pretty good story recently about Governor Dippity-Doo. And what they found out, and this took them a lot of digging, they wanted to look into Gavin Newsom's campaigns over the years. This would be 2010, 2018, the recall election, and this year's election cycle. And what they wanted to do was take a look at all of the donors to the Gavin Newsom coffers and compare that to all the state vendors who got money from the state of California, probably thanks to their connections to Gavin Newsom since they gave money to the campaign. And here's what they found. 979 state vendors gave $10.5 million to Gavin Newsom during those election cycles I mentioned. Meanwhile, payback was pretty good. $6,201,978,173 in state payments came back to them. Now, is every one of these an example of quid pro quo, as they call it?
Bribery?
Yes. Well, legal, as the article says. It's all legal.
Oh, it's legal bribery. But see, that's the brilliance of the legislation. The legislature is they enshrined into law legal bribery. So everyone is impervious from criticism. It's like, well, no, that's not illegal. There's no crimes being committed. No crimes at all. No bribery. We made all this legal.
Yes. This is access. And it says here, these are usually the type of progressives that bemoan corporate donors. Remember that Supreme Court decision that was made years ago? That's the crowd that got really worked up over that.
They're upset with corporate donors if the corporations donate to a cause they disagree with.
Right.
That everybody's a hypocrite on this. Everybody's upset about donations when it's against your belief system. But if they're donating on your side, hey, I'm fine with that.
So since 1940, individuals and entities negotiating and working under federal contracts have been prohibited from giving political cash to federal candidates or parties or committees. In California, however, this political patronage is perfectly legal. And opened the books, took a look at, and listed some of the top donor companies. And what do you know, leading the way were major healthcare companies, because that's a big deal in California. It's a lucrative business, plus you really want to have the governor and the legislature on your side. Apparently, Anthem Blue Cross received $844 million in state payments. They donated $70,000 during Newsom's 2018 and 2022 elections.
Right. So we have a corrupt political culture, a pay-for-play culture, completely corrupt, and we know it for sure. I mean, this report, if you were unaware or you had doubts or thought it was hype, you read the report and you see, oh, this is exactly how the world works.
Right.
And I guess everybody's comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we could probably pass a proposition tomorrow if we wanted to and roll back all these laws that allow this nonsense. But instead, people, if they hear it or read it, maybe for a minute or two, that doesn't sound right. That's pretty slimy. But nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to change. You're certainly not going to get the legislature and the governor to change things. And they're all going to lie and say, oh, this money never had any effect on this sponsoring the bill or my vote. And, you know, all the people in the media will dutifully report that, hey, no, everybody denies that it has any effect. But we all know that they're hopelessly corrupt. And the thing is, there's no chance for us regular people to get the life that we deserve here in California. I mean, look, we don't have enough power anymore. We don't have enough water. Our roadways have crumbled terribly. And by the way, you know something? I've gone to a number of states, you know, in the last 6 months. Went to Arizona, went to Wyoming, Oregon, was in New York and New Jersey last week. In New Jersey, you know, New Jersey is a real Democratic state, right? It's like top five Democrat state, right up there with New York, Illinois, California. You know, in New Jersey, the gas is going for $3.59 a gallon. Fully $2 less than here. And that is a high-tax, corrupt, Democratic state. $2 less, and all the roads are smooth.
Oh, yeah, but they're not trying to lead the world in climate change policy.
No. And we were there, and it was hot and humid. There were no flex alerts, no energy alerts. In fact, in the 49 other states in this country, they had none of these problems. And in some of these states, they get 100-degree temperatures routinely. we just had a bad run for about 10 days. It's just astonishing when you get out of the state and you realize, oh, and in New Jersey, for $3.59 a gallon, they pump the gas for you.
Oh, and they still do that there?
Yeah, they still do that. There's two states left, Oregon and New Jersey. But they don't charge you extra for pumping the gas.
Oh, and by the way, the first partner took in some nice donation money, too, for her charity, her nonprofit that deals with women's issues.
Oh, yes, her fake documentaries on feminism.
Yeah, it's called The Representation Project.
It doesn't matter because she's pretty, and he's pretty. And pretty people get to scam the world. And everybody goes, oh, I don't know. They're just so good-looking.
She took in $1.5 million in salary from 2013 to 2021, another $1.6 million in payments to her private company, Girls Club Entertainment, since 2012. So they've been siphoning off money from her nonprofit and, of course, getting a lot of it from corporate donors, which, you know, want Newsom to look favorably on them. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Oh, look, there you go. The county just reported its first MPX death. That's severely immunocompromised person.
We're not laughing at the death. We are laughing at this new term for monkeypox.
Yeah, the Times has decided it's MPX.
Yes.
Monkeypox.
Monkeypox.
Sticking with what has been used for months now, but or really for years for that matter. But
like 55 years.
Speaking of corruption, we've been keeping an eye on this story for a while. There was a new recent development. Black Lives Matter activists have accused one of their executives of stealing $10 million in donor money. That's a sizable. It's a lawsuit against Shalomaya Bowers is his name. And this, of course, is the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, which we've talked about before with regards to those houses that they acquired. Yeah.
Well, they're being sued by another Black Lives Matter organization.
Yes.
It's
Black Lives Matter Grassroots.
Yeah. And then this lawsuit says he siphoned millions of dollars into his own personal piggy bank. Hmm. Is that an actual piggy bank?
It's a very large piggy bank to hold $10 million.
My God, that would be...
That must be large bills.
Also,
what's the largest bill? 100,000? I don't even know.
I think there is 100,000.
But you said there was a coin, right? How big was the coin?
Oh, they were going to...
Because of the death of the...
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's idea. That the Treasury just mint a trillion dollar coin,
right.
And use that to pay off part of the deficit.
Yeah, because it's just about making more money, right?
Which it shows you her intelligence level. It's like, we'll just mint a coin that says a trillion on it. See? Okay, thanks, Alexandria. Very good. Good idea, you little 6-year-old.
They said that this spending triggered investigations by state and federal agencies. Yeah, we know the state of California was putting a hold on them for a while in their fundraising. And the IRS, too. And they're claiming that this caused harm to all of the other organizations affiliated with BLM. The case of a rogue administrator, a middleman turned usurper, who was hired to collect donations and account for expenditures of the Black Lives Matter movement. Bowers was hired by BLM co-founder Patrice Cullors. Remember that name?
Yeah. How many stories have there been where the headline is something along the lines of Black Lives Matter officials accused of?
Yeah.
I should type that into Google, unless Google suppresses that sort of information now.
Yeah. I was just going to look up this guy's name and see what he's... specifically, because you know, sometimes they have the how the money was spent. I always enjoy reading that, right?
Yeah, well, they had that.
I mean, if you steal $10 million, you're working on laundering it pretty quickly, right? You start buying stuff. You don't want it lying around so they can reclaim it easily.
Well, that's why that other crowd, and I think Patrice Cullors was part of that, started buying up mansions.
Right. Right, that's right. That's what the accusation was there.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, you know, it's hard. It's hard to find because all the stories are on this particular theft.
Right.
So all the old thefts, you gotta go way down. It would take too long to find.
Oh, I see.
Oh, here you go. Here, I went back a few pages. BLM activists in Grand Rapids face felony charges. Boston BLM leader charged with pilfering funds from charity. let me see here. Tax filings reveal how BLM co-founder spent charity funds. BLM chapter spends $100,000 to bail out Kentucky activists charged with attempted murder.
They apparently, overall, they got $90 million in donations just, you know, following the protests after the death of George Floyd.
$90 million. A lot of them came from corporations and woke rich people.
Oh, that's what they bought, that $6 million Studio City compound.
Yeah.
That was the one we were talking about a few months ago. They just filed their first public IRS 990 tax form just this year. So, you know, you had the case of a major, major incident like the death of George Floyd, which immediately led people to say, well, what can I do? I can give money. And millions just came flooding into this organization. And of course, there's going to be people to take advantage of it. It's easy to do. It's easy to think, you know, I can have a better lifestyle here. Look at all this money coming into the organization.
Yeah, so let's see. They bought... There's this... here's another story from January on Shalemiah Bowers,
who's named... That's the guy at the center of this lawsuit.
Right, and again, it's one BLM organization suing another BLM organization with Shalemiah Bowers at the head of it.
Right.
He served as a treasurer for multiple activist organizations run by Patrice Cullors, including the BLM Political Action Committee and a Los Angeles-based jail reform group that paid Cullors $20,000 a month and spent nearly $26,000 for meetings at a luxury Malibu beach resort.
Ah.
And... they got a windfall of cash after the George Floyd thing. And the IRS granted BLM tax exempt status in December 2020 so they could operate as a charity. Wow.
Yeah. It says here BLM Global Network Foundation paid the Bowers Consulting Firm $2,167,894 in 2021. Bowers has dismissed the lawsuit. It's a power move by someone hell-bent on achieving power and control of the movement.
You know what's funny is, because it's another group of BLM activists, I mean, they can't blame it on white supremacy.
Right.
Or blame it on Donald Trump or whatever other boogeyman they usually blame. It's like, they're the recipients of all this money.
Right.
And some of them ran off with it. And the ones left behind are saying, hey, what happened here? What'd you do with the money?
You know who's big in this lawsuit? We've seen this name before, this Malina Abdullah.
Oh,
she's
like
the local BLM LA chapter head. She's apparently a Cal State University Pan-African Studies professor.
Oh, yeah, I think
she showed up at these mayor's debates, too.
Yeah, they ejected her from one of the debates.
Right.
They wouldn't let her stay. And the LA Times interviews her every time there's a race story.
Right. Right.
She's the local race expert.
She's taken over for, was it Najee Ali? Remember him?
Yeah. So
he's interviewed all the time.
So she's one of the suers.
She is, yes. She's the one making the accusation against this man. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. You know, we had Deborah Mark on early in the show because she's in Scotland, coincidentally, and she was there when the Queen's hearse with the coffin inside rode down the street. And she sent a picture, which we posted online, of the hearse. And you could see through the window, and you could see the coffin. And the coffin is draped in this yellow and blue Scottish flag. But when I first looked at the picture, I noticed there was some writing on the window, and I thought it maybe was a reflection of a sign on that block.
Yes.
You know, some business. Because it says William Purvis.
Oh, it's an ad.
Yeah, well, it turns out it's a sticker for the funeral director who supplied the hearse.
Yeah, supposedly there was a little bit of an uproar over that.
The British are aghast.
They're aghast.
Because there's a William Purvis ad. He's advertising.
On the side of the hearse, yeah, the sticker.
And somewhere along the way, they tore the sticker off.
First person that noticed that. What is that?
But they actually got offended by it. I love that. Like, who
would take advantage of the monarch's death to advertise their hearse business?
I can't believe this. The violation of protocol.
The violence continues. You probably heard that we had another robbery that has resulted in the death of a rapper who PNB Rock from Philadelphia, was fatally shot today at a robbery at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in South L.A. Shooting took place about 1 o'clock. This is a pretty famous place. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles is a few of them, but this is one of the big ones on Main Street and Manchester Avenue. And he had been at the restaurant with his girlfriend, who posted a location tag photo, in the since-deleted Instagram post. It appeared to be he was targeted for his jewelry. So,
Was the jewelry shown off in the post or no?
I have a feeling that could be the case. Whoever it is came in, shot the victim, ran out the side door to a getaway car, and then fled the parking lot. So, we have another one of these brazen, mid-afternoon, horrible robberies. Yeah. In this case, they just shot the victim. The other story, which I thought was kind of fascinating, which we'll spend a few minutes on, it comes out of Las Vegas, where we have a county official. The county there is Clark County. The public administrator by the name of Robert Tellis has been arrested and charged with stabbing to death a reporter, a journalist with the Las Vegas Review-Journal by the name of Jeff German. Jeff German, apparently, I don't know if you'd read about him, John. He's been in town a long time and used to cover all the mob stories.
Yeah, he was 69 years old, I think.
And he was quite proud of the fact that, you know, he took risks in his job about exposing people involved in corruption and such. So he was never very concerned about his safety. And what's weird about this story is that Tellis, the Clark County public administrator, most people don't even know what that is. They deal with, like, estates and issues like that.
It's a bureaucratic job, yeah.
Right, right. And apparently German got a tip a few months back from people that said, oh, maybe you want to hear about what's going on in this office. So he took notes and then he did his research and he eventually wrote a story, but apparently it wasn't exactly like a blockbuster. Current and former employees of Mr. Tellis said he was a bad boss. They suffered headaches. He played favorites. He gave out unreasonable assignments. He prohibited them from using their phones. And they claimed he had an inappropriate relationship with an employee. It made the whole office dynamic really bad. So Tellis denied the claims, but the county went on to hire a consultant to try to resolve the problems in the office. And then Tellis lost a Democratic primary campaign to his opponent. So some think that may have set him off. And he apparently made his way to reporter Jeff German's home, waited outside, and stabbed him to death. Which is the most personal and nasty way you can kill somebody, OJ. Because there's a picture, a surveillance photo picture of a strange-looking person wearing one of those wide-brimmed, really big sun hats and like a construction vest and a yellow jacket. And they think that's Tellis.
He was lying in wait.
He was lying in wait.
And then he stabbed German multiple times all over his body.
Yes. And did you see, though, some of the stories that followed this where you could expect this from the people covering the story? Journalists are at risk. Wherever we go, we're at risk.
Yeah, I know.
See what can happen to us. When journalists, we try to tell the truths.
When journalists are attacked, they get 100 times more agitated than when random people get attacked.
Yes, because it's one of their own.
I know. Right. That's odd.
It's like
though.
Police get really worked up when a cop is shot. They're going to do everything they can to find the shooter. These journalists get really worked up when someone who covers a story gets attacked because they take it as a personal against them. What's also weird about this story is he's in jail, but he's still going to get paid, which is weird because they have to wait until he's actually convicted?
So, It depends on the law in a specific county.
You know, oh, I see.
You know, and maybe because technically he is innocent now until he's proven guilty in court.
Yeah.
There are, I think there are jurisdictions where if you get accused of something like this, you're suspended and not paid.
He makes $130,000 a year. Now, as I mentioned, he lost the primary, but the only way they can remove him before his term ends is a recall. And that's what one of the local officials said people can do. 100,000 signatures can put this on the ballot. But when would that happen, right? Would that happen right away? Or he's out in November anyway.
I know. There's too little time.
Right.
The people in Clark County are just going to have to pay his stupid salary till the end of the year.
Right. Oh, even the New York Times pointed out that while journalists face intense criticism, Mr. German would be only the ninth journalist over the last 30 years to be killed in the U.S. in response to their work. Yeah. So that doesn't sound like
it's much more common in Mexico. I mean, that's a week in Mexico.
Yeah, you're right. They haven't recovered the murder weapon, but they did find Tellis's DNA at the crime scene. They searched his home and car and found that hat and shoes I described.
He's a weird-looking guy, isn't he?
He's
got
very
a weird,
a big, weird egg head.
Yeah, a misshapen bald head.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what upset him too.
I think he thinks this guy destroyed his political career because he lost the primary after the story ran. But according to most accounts I'm seeing, it was like an under the radar story that didn't get a lot of attention. Of course, this is also an office of people.
I think he was also going to do another story on him.
Yes, there was word he was possibly digging into another
story. So maybe he had more dirt.
Guy.
And Tellis would know what that dirt was, see?
That's true.
So this was a preemptive attack, maybe more than a reactive attack.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
You see that story that's making news, that woman that killed those people when she raced her car through that intersection in the Windsor Hill neighborhood of Los Angeles a few weeks back? She hit 130 miles an hour. 130.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's a crash that killed six people.
Yeah, at the very end, she hit the gas.
But what do you know? She was just denied bail. Big surprise. Let her get behind the wheel. There's also some story that she may have lost consciousness. Did you hear that, too? That
sounds like a lawyer story, I think. I think that was her lawyer claiming that.
They're trying something to...
They're claiming all kinds of mental illness diseases, that she was bipolar, she had years of mental illness, her family knew about it, but she struggled. You know, read one of these stories because it's dictated by her lawyer. Because this is
he's got to have a defense of some kind, right?
This is life in prison for murder, is what she's up for.
Can't say she wasn't driving the car,
right? So yeah, but she passed out. So if she passed out, it's like a medical issue. You know, she had some kind of bipolar rage. Well, that's mental illness. We can't stigmatize that.
How do you drive 130 miles an hour? She must have had some airbag and seatbelt on and not get... She was not hurt really at all. She was sitting there on the side of the road after the crash. Oh, there was... She had like one small injury. I mean, I'm always amazed that...
It's always the drunk driver.
I realize it was the fiery element of this that killed most of the other people. They were burnt. Yeah, I know. It's usually the drunk or drugged people who...
Who seem to survive.
Because they don't suffer any of the shock, is what people say. I
get that they're loose. They don't brace themselves. I don't know. I don't know the physics on how that works.
Well, here's a story that could only come from California. California man with extensive criminal history released early, arrested on new murder charge. And when you look at this criminal history, you realize that's why I said only in California. The guy's name is Byron Floyd. Oh, so much for they're not so bad as they get. 58.
Mm-hmm. No, he kept rolling. His first manslaughter conviction, 1983, a manslaughter conviction, 1993.
Would have been like 40, like 18 years old then, yeah.
Yeah, right. Nothing slowed him down. This guy is a Hall of Fame murderer in California. 93, he had a conviction, got 23 years, but he was released after serving 50%.
The old 50% rule.
He was sent to prison in 05 for drug charges. In 2017, PCP and cocaine, felon in possession of a firearm, a gang enhancement. A gang enhancement. He's in his 50s. He was sentenced to 9 years in 2017. He was supposed to be released in 2026, but got out early. And went and killed another guy.
Yeah, unfortunately for that poor other guy who we don't know anything about, and it could be somebody else involved in crime. I don't know. But Frederick Williams, 43 years old, was shot to death September 1st. They found Floyd to be in possession of a loaded gun. He was placed under arrest.
What happened to three strikes? This guy is on his third murder.
Yeah, he's been arrested. There's been this history guy, two arrests for murder previously, a conviction of manslaughter and murder in both 1983 and 1993.
Right. Then 05 drug charges. That must have been a felony because they sent him to state prison. 2017, a felon in possession of a firearm, a gang enhancement. I mean, he's got like five strikes at least.
This is the kind of state we have.
What?
Now, meanwhile, up in San Carlos, which is in San Joaquin County, the story that really made big news up there is a young woman, a mother, was beheaded outside her home in San Carlos. Now, this was not random. This apparently was done by a man who she used to be in a relationship with who had been threatening her. His name is Jose Rafael Solano Landeta. And I read a story where apparently she was trying to get a restraining order, did get a restraining order against him. Neighbors said he was standing outside her home. And one of them looked out the window at him and said, "What are you doing?" Do you know what he actually told this person allegedly? "I'm sharpening my knives. I may have to come back and kill her." Nice. Turns out it looks like he did. And the fact that he beheaded her right there, like on the sidewalk outside her home. This is another person with a long criminal history and clearly a long mental health history.
Yeah, of course.
But we don't want to hold on to people anymore, right? No, incarceration or even in a state mental hospital. That's just wrong.
We have people in charge who don't care if your head ends up getting cut off by one of these characters. They don't care.
So when deputies arrived on the scene, they were beset by what they saw. Well, yeah, he cut her head off.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that.
No.
But these people keep getting elected. And I bet you most people think that the politicians in power actually care about them.
Oh, this is apparently what he did. He sent her a text that he was literally going to behead her if she didn't cancel the restraining order or something like that, said a neighbor. Wow.
Yeah, you got it.
She was putting her children in her car and raised her head, and he cut off her head. Oh, no, the kids saw everything, according to this report.
Oh, no.
Yeah, how old are they? It doesn't say. She was only 25.
Oh, God.
Karina Castro.
Probably really young.
Oh.
That's the worst thing.
Sick.
Hey, did you see Al-Qaeda has a new book out?
No, I have to go get it.
I just found this. They have a new book detailing all their 9/11 planning.
Oh, is that right?
It's a whole book. It's 271 pages.
Well, yeah, yesterday was 9/11, so yeah, there's
it. It was written by Abu Muhammad al-Masri, who was killed in Iran in 2020. They started planning this as far back as 1996.
You know, I saw another one of those stories over the weekend where local FBI agents in San Diego were told to stand down. Remember, they were tracking two of the hijackers?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
21 years later.
That's the whole philosophy of America now. We just stand down. Just stand down. Hey, Conway's
don't offend
here.
Anybody. Right.
Hey, don't tell me how that book ends. I'm only halfway through their first book.
There's a surprise ending there.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll be shocked.
See if the plan worked.
Okay. All right. We've got Jane Wells coming on tonight, 8 o'clock. She did a big piece with Shepard Smith. Remember Shepard Smith from Fox News?
Yes,
he's now over.
Whatever happened to him?
CNBC is where he lives now. And so they did a big piece that I'm involved in her piece too. It's about
you are?
Yeah, it's about water shortage.
Oh, is that right?
That's right,
really?
John.
What did you contribute?
I thought it was about people on parole.
That's also people in
Burbank. People with gambling addictions.
That's right. I heard a commercial on radio. And it said, problem with addiction, call 800, gambler or whatever it is. I'm like, who the hell would ever call that? Don't you
By
call
the way, it? Are you taking a position on these two propositions?
No.
With gambling?
Whichever. I'm not a big sports gambler. So really.
Oh, you're not?
Nah.
You're not?
No.
Oh, you're just, Well, what are horse races?
Horses are different. You know, you can win like $8,000 off a 50-cent bet at the racetrack.
Yes. That's what is incredible about
But it's sports betting. You got to wait 4 hours to double your money. Who's got that kind of time?
That's a good point.
You know? I don't have that kind of time, Jack. I got to get rolling.
Get that trifecta going, right.
That's right. Yeah, you got to bet a parlay and a teaser card and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's a better question for Ray.
Ray's into it.
Ray would be the sports betting expert.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Ray's not here today. He's out campaigning for 27.
Yes, that's right.
He's knocking door to door.
We could do a whole like betting roundtable with you, that's Ray, and Thompson.
And then we have L.A. County settles a homeless lawsuit, but I doubt we'll get to that. And then homeless L.A. confirmed their first death due to monkeypox. That's not good.
MPX.
MPX, they call it now?
The LA Times is calling it MPX.
Oh, I see.
Because monkeypox.
Yeah, I was confused this morning. I saw the headline. What the hell is MPX?
Monkeypox is racist and stigmatizing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good way to. It should be. Then that way you don't want it, right?
It causes you to be racist and stigmatized.
No, because people.
Stigmatize
you.
I would not want to be stigmatized.
That's right.
I mean, if you got it, you wouldn't tell anybody, right?
Nah, hell no. I might have it right now. I mean, that's why a lot of guys die of breast cancer. They don't tell anybody.
Is that right?
Yeah. They just say, look, I'm not going to tell you my boobs are on fire. I'm just going to sit here.
You've got a lot of weird.
How delicate.
Weird. I've got to go.
Boobs are
time
on
to
fire.
Go.
Again, he drops a bomb on our show.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. All right. Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Or your ding dongs are on fire.
KFI, KSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.